Every Spartan football is powered by Castle Country Radio on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.58. Now, let's go live to the Sutherland's broadcast booth with Jordan Buscarini and Travis Anderson for tonight's postgame show.
Continuing on with the postgame wrap-up show here on 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. Final score again tonight, JUAB 38, Emory 6. Joining us right now in the broadcast booth, we have head coach John Fumalo. Coach, I appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jordan.
That's a good football team.
That's a really good football team. I mean, that's what I told our kids. I mean, again, they're efficient. They get out. They run their stuff really good, and they're great tacklers. I mean, they don't give up big plays. And, you know, they might miss an assignment here, but they're not going to give you a 30, 40-yard, 50-yard play. They're going to make you earn it, and somehow we got to get to that point where we make teams earn it. And, you know, I thought at times we did, but, you know, we talked about it. The third downs, really, we struggle with that, getting ourselves off the field, getting stops where we need to be able to, again, create a little bit of momentum that hopefully offensively can get going.
Yeah, third downs have been a struggle for a couple of weeks now, Coach. Looking at the way JUAB game plan, I mean, they come out hurry-up offense. I don't know if that was a huge surprise to you or not, seeing them in the hurry-up offense. I didn't think it was. Yeah, I'm sure you guys were ready for it, but they move with such efficiency.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, as soon as they break, they're coming out quick, not letting you identify things, and then they go. They're not waiting. That was hard for us to identify, get aligned where we needed to, and then be able to make a play. That was the number one thing I tried to explain to these kids is you're going to see a lot of different formations. But again, if we can get lined up right quickly and understand what they're doing, I mean, they run probably 6 to 8 plays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're seeing. And it's different looks, different formations, but it's the same type of plays. And so, again, identifying, getting ahead of the game, that was the biggest key for us. And we struggled that first half. I mean, identifying and getting in position to be able to make some plays. And they took advantage of it. They chunked us and moved it down the field. And so we struggled that way.
First time we see Riker in a couple of weeks, Coach. Obviously, there's going to be some timing issues there. There just is. I mean, game time's a little bit different than practice. There were times where the timing looked really good, and I know right out of the gate you guys utilized Colton Size on the outside. I thought that was going to be something that we could take advantage of throughout the game. They did a great job of adjusting.
Yeah, they did. They kind of kept the guy on the top of him, so it was tough for us to be able to find that. But, you know, Riker, you know, I didn't have a great first half. I thought the third quarter he did a good job kind of picking the things that he needed to. But, you know, like you say, he's been off for 2 weeks, so he's trying to figure some things out. But I'm hoping he's going to get better. I know he's going to get better, and, you know, the timing for the receivers is going to get better, and hopefully we can kind of move forward from that.
As far as the injury bug's concerned, it can't get much worse right now. I know that. We're slowly getting better, it seems like, Coach. And it is the right time because now region play begins, right? You can take these first 5 games. I know they'll count in the RPI, and we can talk about that in a moment. But really, when we travel to Camas next Friday, everyone's 0-0.
Yeah, at that point, and that's what I try to tell the kids is, you know, we still got a lot to play for. 5 games, region, and our region's not a cakewalk. I saw a score of Providence Hall Beaver, a 14-7 Beaver. And we've seen Beaver plenty in camps and other things, and they're similar to a team like this where they hurry up, they get up there, they move the ball, they get a lot of bodies out in space. And so you got to get kids on the floor. And so, you know, I don't think our region's as easy as people think. On the north side, I think there's some really good teams. And so, but Camas is what we're focusing on in South Summit, and I think they're a really good team. Run a lot of spread, like to throw the ball around a lot, but I think they're a big physical team as well.
I don't know how anyone could say the region's easy.
No.
You got Summit Academy and South Summit South in this Summit. Region, you know, for crying out loud. That's a difficult region. Coach, on the injury front, are we getting any good news? Still a lot of kids, I know, on the sidelines.
We do have a lot of kids on the sideline. I'm hoping, we lost another kid, Canterbury, tonight. I'm hoping that's not too serious. Josh, he's probably out the rest of the season with a dislocated elbow. Mangum's going in for surgery, clean up a meniscus, that hopefully 2 to 3 weeks, we may see him. Jace Curtis, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, get the hammy strengthened up. So I'd like to say we got, you know, the cavalry coming, but we don't. That's what I try to explain to these kids is, you know, it'd be nice to have our guns and the people that we feel like, you know, we're coming with the gunfight, but we are who we are. We got to find an identity and figure out what that is. And, you know, we still got some good players.
Yeah, so. No question. And tonight we got to see Tyler Stilson out of the backfield, which is something that we haven't really seen this too much this year. I, you know, when you compliment him with Dane, it could be a pretty potent duo.
Yeah, no, like I say, Dane was sick this week. So, you know, Ty stepped up and you know, ran the two back.
It's just, he does everything.
He does everything. Like I say, it's just one of those. Yeah, kid is just a good kid, and he's willing to do whatever for his team. He's just a great teammate, and kids really look up to him. I'm amazed at what he does. And but you know, hopefully between Dane and him, you know, Creek went down a little bit, and so he stuck him out on, you know, as a slot. So there's a lot of places we can put him, and he can help us, and you know, he's willing to do it. And so hopefully we can continue to utilize him any way we can. Hopefully get Dane in this week for a full week to, you know, give us a little bit more punch or whatnot from the two back. But I'm hoping with who we have, we'll go to battle and we'll be just fine.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we're at the midway point. We can't believe that. But even though we're at the midway point, there's still a lot of football left to be played, as you just alluded to. I mean, we still got 5 weeks, six if we count the opening round of the state tournament. RPI comes out on Monday, actually. And so the next time you and I talk, we'll be able to go over that. I've mentioned several times, I look at the three losses this year. None of them are going to be bad losses in the RPI. They're all against upper classification schools. And you also logged one against Carbon as well. We got one against the Dinos, who have put together a pretty decent start to the season as well. Yep. So I would expect the RPI to be kind to us on Monday. I would expect that.
That's what I would think. I would hope. Like I say, Democracy, they haven't played a game, so I'm not even sure how that even counts in until they get their RPI rankings coming. I think their first game after us was not till the 17th next week. So how that all plays and factors in is still up in the air. But I feel like, again, the loss we have, upper-class teams, that I don't think hurts us a ton. I think we'll be in a decent position. And so at this point, like I say, if we can position ourselves with what we have preseason, the work that we've done, that hopefully when region comes around that we can take care of business and hopefully set ourselves up for a decent RPI.
Yeah, we talked back in June. Yeah. And we talked about the schedule itself. You knew it was going to be challenging, but you were good with that. That's what you wanted.
No, I did. You know, like I say, and I knew what I had so far as our players, and you know, looking into it, that's what I was hoping, that we'd have who we'd have, and didn't work out that way. But at the same time, I think it made our team better to play some good competition, some teams that we know are good, and you know, it's only going to hopefully make us better at the end of the day, and that's what I'm hoping my team recognizes, that even though it's a loss or something to learn, but it's good competition. You have to show up against good teams, and when you don't, you're going to get rolled. And we found that out today and last week, and so we got to figure some things out, both sides of the ball, and hopefully we can, you know, progress and look forward to South Summit.
Coach, I always appreciate you coming up. Thank you again. I know we'll catch you up a little bit later on in the week and prepare for South Summit.
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Appreciate everything you do, man.
That's my pleasure.